What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the war zones, all the wars going all over. Russia has just asked a very reasonable question in my mind. It's saying, if the United States is the world's conscience, as it likes to portray itself as, why doesn't it see what's happening in Yemen? And that is a very good question. The United States has, for decades, portrayed itself as the leader of the free world, the champion for human rights. And Moscow's called them on it, calling their bluff. If you are, as you claim to be, the world's conscience, why are you not seeing what's going on in Yemen? And, of course, the same question could be applied equally to the civilian deaths we're seeing in Syria and Iraq that are treated as, well, you know, cost of war, and there's going to be more of them. But, oh, please feel just horrible trauma for all those poor people killed up there in Westminster near Parliament. The hypocrisy is staggering. In fact, if hypocrisy were an Olympic sport, the United States would have swept the gold. Now, Israel is throwing yet another tantrum. Netanyahu over here with the AIPAC conference, and he got up there and he said, Israel is going to cut back their contribution to the United Nations by another $2 million in protest at all the resolutions that the UN has passed against Israel, which are obviously rooted in hatred of Jews and anti-Semitism. I think it's specifically aimed at that report coming on, that came on out recently, said Israel's an apartheid state, which nobody can really deny. But Israel twisted the arm of the U.S. government, and the U.S. government twisted the arm of the United Nations. The United Nations retracted the report. The author of the report has now resigned in protest and is out there on a speaking tour saying, yes, Israel is an apartheid state. And so now Israel is saying, well, we're going to punish the United Nations for even having posted that report in the first place by pulling back $2 million. You're out of money. Go get it from the Americans. I think if I were the United Nations, I would respond to this obvious attempt at extortion by republishing that report and just say, we've had it with Israel's tantrums. Israel should not be in the United Nations anyway. Because Israel's membership at the UN had two conditions placed on it. In fact, Israel is the only nation that's a member of the United Nations that had conditions on their membership. Condition number one, Palestinian right of return. Condition number two, if the Palestinians chose not to return to their homes and villages taken during the creation of Israel, Israel would financially compensate them for those properties. Israel hasn't complied with either one of those. I'd like to see the United Nations man up, as it were, or person up for all you liberals. Grow a spine. That's gender neutral. Grow a spine. And kick Israel out. Now then, you know, the other day, there was a story that came on out. We had a while back all of these bomb threats against Jewish centers around the world, and, oh, it's the rise of anti-Semitism, and the corporate media was just out there saying, oh, Jew hatred has just never been this high before. It's the rise of the Nazis, and we've got to do something. And Trump said, you know, this could be a hoax, and the media excoriated them. And then it turned out it was a Jewish teenager making all these bomb threats, and they arrested him. And you'd think they'd want to throw this guy in the huskal for making the fake bomb threats, using up civil resources, dealing with the bomb threats, and if nothing else, embarrassing the heck out of both Israel and the corporate media. But no. We're already seeing in the corporate media how we should feel sorry for this poor kid. It turns out he has autism, and he's got a tumor. He didn't know what he was doing. when he was making all these bomb threats. Really? We should all feel sorry for him and let him go. We shouldn't even dream of putting him in prison, because only a filthy Jew-hating anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens would want this poor guy, a victim of his autism and tumor, locked up for making all those bomb threats that the corporate media used to scream that anti-Semitism is on the rise. Right. I'm starting to wonder, are there any of these hate crimes that are not hoaxes? Because this is nothing new. It's been going on all along. In fact, we posted a flashback article to 1963 when five Jews were arrested for painting swastikas on the Israel consulate in New York. So they could come on out and say, oh, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. I want to share an insight with you. Israel's out there trying to say the Nazis are going to come back and kill us. No, no, they aren't. Everybody who's running around dressed like a Nazi is usually being paid to do that. In fact, there was a big stink back in the 1930s. There was an American Nazi party that was out there. And, of course, various Jewish organizations were saying, we need your donations. We've got to defend our people against these horrible, horrible Nazis. And it turned out the head of this American Nazi party, which had a total membership of like six, but they got a lot of press, he was charged with embezzling from his employer. And his employer turned out to be the Anti-Defamation League. It's all hoaxes. It's all illusion. Now, here's a story that raises some concerns. This is from Mondo Weiss. Palestinian-American teacher brutally attacked by the Jewish Defense League outside the AIPAC conference. This is a 55-year-old guy, and he's an instructor at a community college in North Carolina, and he was up there in front of the AIPAC conference, and he was attacked and brutally beaten by members of the Jewish Defense League. And apparently they knocked him down, punched and kicked him, hit him in the face with metal poles, and just tore him up. You should see the picture. It's kind of ugly. Now, I have a question. The Jewish Defense League was declared a terrorist group back in 1986. They were caught trying to assassinate Congressman Daryl Issa in 2001. FBI statistics show that between 1980 and 1985, there were 18 terrorist attacks attributed to Jews, 15 of those by members of the JDL. Why are they still at large? We keep hearing about a war on terror. There's a terrorist group out there in the open. Why are they untouchable? So, anyway. I remember the JDL, at about the same time they were doing Daryl Issa, they had a plot to blow up a mosque, which was thwarted. And they arrested the JDL's leader at the time, Irv Rubin, who apparently was going to roll over and make a deal with prosecutors. And then all of a sudden, he got really depressed and committed suicide in prison. Let's talk about the economic news now. The pound is getting a little bit of a roller coaster ride, a little bit of turmoil, following Theresa May invoking Article 50. And a lot of it is a tremendous amount of uncertainty as to what's going on, because you have Donald Trump is fast-tracking a trade deal with Great Britain. You have the EU now threatening to veto the Brexit if Great Britain makes any trade deals with any country before the Brexit is finalized 2 years from now. This is another one of the EU's underhanded tricks to try and derail Brexit, by literally saying Great Britain cannot trade with any other country until the process is over. No trade deals anywhere. So they're still trying to find a way to unwind this here. Now, gold buying is soaring over in Great Britain. British demand for investment gold bars has surged 39%. As a means to preserve their wealth against an uncertain pound sterling. We're not seeing that demand reflected in the price of gold for some strange, mysterious reason, but it's definitely there. Now, as we reported last week, actually earlier this week, Rand Paul's Audit the Fed bill passed the House committee. Now, this was originally written by his father, Ron Paul, and a lot of people are shouting their approval, and they're asking, what does it mean for the Federal Reserve? Well, I hate to sound like a pessimist, but I would be very surprised if this bill actually got voted through Congress, because the Federal Reserve and Wall Street are very generous supporters of political campaigns. And that's why they always get what they want. Everyone always talks about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. The reality is Congress can revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. And we know the last time they got close to auditing the Federal Reserve literally was hinting that any attempt to fully audit their books and to expose to the American people just how much wealth has been taken out of their pockets by this little trick of creating the public currency out of thin air and loaning it into circulation at interest, how much real wealth has been taken out of the pockets of the American people whose labor produces that wealth and put into the pockets of the bankers, all for the cost of ink, paper, and some computers. You would be shocked. You would absolutely be shocked. And the Federal Reserve doesn't want you to know that. And that's why they're fighting this thing tooth and nail. And the last time they came close to an audit, they said, if you dare audit us all, we can't guarantee the stability of the financial system. And that's always a very credible threat. Remember back when the Wall Street bankers tried to organize a fascist coup against Franklin Roosevelt, and they recruited Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead the military aspect of it. And Butler pretended to go along until he had all the evidence, and then he revealed it to Roosevelt, and Congress classified it. Oh, we can't upset the bankers. And Roosevelt was unable to do anything about it because the bankers all just said, you arrest any one of us, we'll crash your New Deal economy, and we'll make sure that you are blamed for it. And Roosevelt wasn't able to get back at them until World War II actually broke out, at which point he started nailing all these people under the Trading with the Enemies Act. Because they were doing business with the Nazis. Brown Brothers Harriman, a good example. They helped finance the Nazis' rise to power. Those who control the money supply really are in control of the country, and that is why Congress almost qualifies as having committed treason when they delegated the money creation authority vested in Congress by the Constitution to a third party, which, by the way, is not in the Constitution. The Constitution does not allow the Congress to delegate money creation to an outside party. It's not specifically enumerated, to use the constitutional term. So I would like to see it happen. I mean, if it goes through Congress and Trump signs it, for all we know, all the main Federal Reserve banks would be burned to the ground by evil ISIS. We're sorry, the paper records are gone here, and we just don't know where it all went, and you'll just take our word for it. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. That happened during the Oklahoma bombing. Remember Waco? David Koresh and his people were out there just minding their own business. They had a church commune, and David Koresh, contrary to the propaganda, Koresh was actually doing a good job because his predecessor had been doing some very nasty things in that church compound, including running a meth lab. And when Koresh finally took over, he called the local police and he said, my predecessor had a meth lab here, please come take it away. And they came and they took it away. Koresh was friends with the local police. They used to go out target shooting together. And one of the reasons they were doing all of that is the way this church community funded itself, remember this is Texas, they would buy and sell and repair used guns. And by the way, that's the reason why when the BATF showed up at the Branch Davidian compound, nobody was shooting back at them because all the working guns were out at a gun show. If you look at the photos of the armory, in the Branch Davidian Church after it was all over. You can see all the guns still stacked neatly against the wall, covered in ash. They hadn't been moved. They hadn't been touched. Everybody knew they weren't going to work. So Congress, following the public outcry of Waco, said we're going to have an investigation of the BATF, who appeared to have staged this attack on the Branch Davidians for no other reason than to generate positive publicity following a string of PR nightmares of kicking down the wrong door and killing the innocent people, to the point where Congress was thinking about yanking the enforcement charter from the BATF and cutting their budget. So they needed a victory. We'll go get those wacko church gun people. And it blew up in their face. The FBI had to clean up the mess. Congress was forced to have an investigation. And the FBI and the BATF collected all of the paperwork from Waco, Texas, and for some reason stored it in the federal building in Oklahoma City, the Murrah Federal Building. And it was all in there, just about ready to go up to Congress, when a domestic terrorist, Timothy McVeigh, blew up the federal building with a truckload of info, so they claim. Well, golly gee whiz, the paper trail is gone. Can't have an investigation now. We're really sorry. That's how these things get done here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, the core of the problem in America, the private Federal Reserve Bank. Yes. Private central banks do not exist for the benefit of the nation and the people. They exist to serve themselves and their owners. And they have been playing this scam on the human race going back 300 years. And all it takes is ink, paper, these days computers, and enough politicians willing to sell out their country, which is almost all of them. Jim Rogers is out there saying the Federal Reserve is going to be the ruin of us all. And he's absolutely correct about that, because the Federal Reserve isn't interested in the welfare of the nation and its people as a whole, only in the maximization of its profit. Look at how the central banks over in Europe are just bleeding Greece and Cyprus absolutely dry, or Venezuela. They're driving these countries into mass starvation, famine, and collapse just so they have another little coin to rub between their greasy little fingers. Doug Noland is out there saying central bank credit risks are reaching new highs. Everybody is overextended. And here is where we see the pyramid is starting to crumble a little bit higher. And by that I mean, when you have a pyramid, it starts to fracture at the bottom. Wages and salaries fall off, consumer borrowing falls off, and then the cracks start to move up higher. Because now corporate borrowing has ground to a halt. In other words, nobody is trying to start a new business. Commercial and industrial companies are not borrowing any money. They're not starting a new business because they know the customers aren't going to be there. Because everybody below them on that economic period has been bled dry. Down in New Zealand, they're starting to get a little more tyrannical there. Apparently, New Zealand banks are now being ordered to provide police with customer details on every cash transaction over $10,000. They want to know where the money is. They want to know where it's going. And they're justifying it on the war on drugs, the war on terror. And what they really wanted to know is where the wealth is when the collapse comes and they have to start confiscating it. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, more about the economy, more about the wars, science, health, all that other stuff. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take some phone calls, starting with Alex in Florida. Alex, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I want to give Trump a pass, but it's hard when I continue to watch him on YouTube in the past make statements about things. Like the other day, I heard an interview where the gentleman on the interview asked him, what about Bill Clinton? And this was in 2015. He said, Bill Clinton, it's not going to be good for him because of Epstein Island. Which I couldn't believe that I heard Trump say that. So I think he's aware of the mass corruption that's going on. He's on video saying that he thinks there were bombs in the Twin Towers.
And yeah, I understand, and that's probably one of the reasons why so many people are afraid of him, because he's willing to go into those dark areas that everybody has agreed have to be hidden from the American people.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, he has kids, and when you have kids, it's like all they have to do is say, hey, you know, we'll kill your kids and your family and your wife, and you kind of, your points kind of, your vision kind of changes. or your agenda could change because I imagine it would,
but there's another possibility, and that is, we know that the CIA basically tries to establish relations with anybody who is successful, and if you refuse to establish relations, they go to great lengths to make you unsuccessful as quickly as possible. I learned that one the hard way at CBS Television City. And it may be that Trump has had a relationship with the CIA all along and is going along with the war agenda. But at this point, I have to say that, yes, I am disappointed in Donald Trump. I still think he's a heck of a lot better than Hillary Clinton ever would have been. But I'm definitely disappointed in Trump's military escalations. I'm very disappointed that he seems to be backpedaling on the vaccine issue, although Robert Kennedy Jr. is definitely out there making some noise. But I think a big part of the problem is that Trump right now is totally on the defensive. Everybody is out there throwing mud balls at him, and he's playing defense, and he's got to stop doing that. Trump allows his opponents in politics to continue to direct the battle, he's going to lose. He's basically fighting the war the way the enemy wants him to fight it, and that's always a recipe for disaster.
And another thing, you know that I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Well, I'll let you know that I was a heavy Bernie Sanders supporter, and part of the reason that I left the Democratic Party is because I could tell that the press during the primaries, it was rigged. They kept on asking him to drop out of the race, and you could just tell they weren't giving him nowhere near fair time on his campaign. And that's when I realized that I hate the Democratic Party, and I'm leaving. And I left the Democratic Party. And now today, when I see the FBI and Congress at these hearings, they're the same. I can tell that it's rigged.
Yeah, it is. It's rigged. What they're trying to conceal from the American people is the fact that we have a government that from top to bottom, with precious few exceptions, is steeped in CIA drug money corruption, going all the way back to the 1980s. And everybody's dirty. Remember before the Clintons shut that foundation down, there was an anonymous FBI source that was posting to the web. All of the major players in Washington, D.C. were dipping into that foundation, using it as a tax shelter, using it as a slush fund. That was the Clinton money machine. It was sort of a larger version of the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. And again, even the Clintons' worst enemies are working to protect this secret out of a desire to keep their own jobs. Because if the true scale of everything that's been going on came on out, it would instantly delegitimize the U.S. government in the eyes of the American people. And more American people are starting to say, this government doesn't represent me. It's clearly a government of the oligarchs. It's clearly a corrupted mess. And people are starting to say a new government might not be a bad idea as long as we get to pick it as opposed to the United Nations. Alex, going to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with more calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, but before we get to that, breaking story here. The White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Katie Walsh, has been removed from her position. She was Reince Priebus's number two person, apparently a very close friend, and has been reassigned to a pro-Trump group that is outside the White House itself. Little bit of a staffing shakeup, and everybody was wondering what was going on. Well, it's just come on out. Apparently, this Katie Walsh, up until today, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, has been identified as the source of the leaks coming from inside the Trump administration to the New York Slimes and the Washington Compost. So they found the leaker, and they're dealing with her gently. She still has a job. But apparently everybody inside the White House knew that anything you said to her was going to wind up on the pages of the corporate media, And by the way, she was a never Trump Republican. So I don't know why she was brought onto the staff to begin with. Again, something else I do not agree with Donald Trump is trying to be magnanimous in victory. Trump needs to scrape out the White House and the executive office building of all the Obama holdovers, of all the never Trump Republicans. He really needs to build his administration from people who come from outside that political swamp, or he's never going to get anything done. And I have a little revelation for Donald Trump or for whoever is monitoring this show on his behalf. There are people who are very qualified to do the work outside the political circle. There's no guarantee that somebody who's inside the political realm is any smarter than anybody else. Look at Chelsea Clinton and her comment about global warming causing diabetes. Or look at anything said recently by Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein. Or Nancy Pelosi. That was the third name I was looking for. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Yvonne in Berkeley, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, comrade.
Aloha.
I wanted to talk to you about... Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
You able to hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, great. Great, 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 comrade. I am calling from the Democratic People's Republic of California. And I wanted to do a shout out for April 15th at the MLK Park in Berkeley. It's the Freedom of Speech Rally that the base stickman will be there, 12 o'clock, high noon. We want to stand up for our rights to have our freedom of speech, mm-hmm. regardless if we're for Trump, against Trump, or neutral. So we want to protect our American comrades in Berkeley.
Okay, give us the time. Give us the time, date, and venue one more time.
Okay, it is April 15th at the Martin Luther King Park in Berkeley, California, at 12 o'clock, high noon.
Okay, I hope there's a really good turnout, and if there is, please send me pictures, and I'll post them here at whatreallyhappened.com.
Yeah, I sure will. I sure will. And
all
I
right.
wanted to add one more thing. I wanted to give a shout-out for EB 757 here in California, and that's to change the concealed weapon laws or to give people concealed weapon permits. The wording is may give concealed weapons permit. And we're trying to change that to shall be given a concealed weapons permit.
Okay.
So support AB 757. Call your congresspeople, your representatives, and let them know that they need to step up and change these gun
good luck getting that done in California, especially with Pelosi and Feinstein and everything. All right, thank you very much for the information. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I wanted to talk to you about Teresh at first, but, you know, you brought up the thing about Trump now. What I think his problem is he thinks he's running a business.
Yes.
He wants people from different perspectives to come in, including these Goldman Sachs thugs and thieves, including people, like you said, never Trumpers, and even some Democrats like this guy, another Goldman Sachser, I think his name is Gary Cohn. He thinks these people are going to be loyal to him because he's running a business. He's not running a business. He got to understand, if he keeps this up, this administration is going to go down in flames.
I agree.
No ifs, ands, or buts. He's also got to get rid of these generals. He's over enamored by these generals. What's his name? Mattis is basically a globalist. The other guy is even more of a globalist. Belongs to CFR, to McMaster's. And I don't know why the Homeland Security didn't hire a Sheriff Clark of Milwaukee. And as a matter of fact, you should get rid of Comey right now and get Clark in here as FBI director. These are people who, that's a guy who would be loyal to him.
I'm absolutely in agreement with you. I'm absolutely in agreement. You know, Donald Trump's spent his life in business, and he thinks the White House is just another business venture. And he comes from a world where if you hire somebody and you're giving them a paycheck, their first loyalty is going to be with you. That's not how Washington, D.C. works, and he needs to wake up and realize it. Now, I'm glad that they hunted down this leak, and they have transferred her out. But Trump really needs to just grit his teeth. He knows the corporate media is going to excoriate him for it. In fact, the corporate media is out there saying, oh, this staff shakeup is proof that his administration is weak and crumbling. No, he was getting rid of a leaker, is what he was doing. Trump's got to regain the initiative. If he keeps on playing defense, he's going to lose. Because when you're playing defense, you're fighting the fight the way the enemy wants you to fight. And that's you're already in trouble. You got to regain the initiative, break out of the box. Got to show some leadership. Not business sense, leadership is what is needed now.
Alex Jones seems to think that it's NATO acting on their own, putting more troops on the borders of Russia and all that. I don't buy that.
I have to agree with Alex Jones on that one, that it could very well be NATO just acting on its own, because NATO understands the more they hype this Russian aggression, the more money and toys they get to play with. Because when you have, and again, this goes all the way back to Eisenhower, when you have this military-industrial complex, they hate times of peace. And they will work to start a war if for no other reason than to get more money, more promotions, more toys to play with. They are a power unto themselves. And just like we have a military-industrial complex here in the United States, which is very often acting contrary to the good of the nation and the will of the civilian leadership, NATO over in Europe, I would agree with Alex Jones on this one, that yes, NATO is probably doing this pretty much on their own, figuring it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. But right now, they've got Donald Trump so busy, defending himself from all the slime coming out of the swamp, that he really cannot act decisively on any of this stuff. They've got him paralyzed with all this nonsense.
Well, he's got to act decisively. All he has to do is give an order, get the American troops at least out. You know, you want to put other NATO troops down there, that's up to you. We're getting American troops out of there right now, this minute, end of story. You don't like it, tough. Because this is the EU basically trying to keep itself together. It's also not only the military-industrial complex, it's that EU
you're exactly right. The European Union needs a Russian monster to scare all the member states into staying connected to Brussels.
Meanwhile, the EU is really our enemy, while Russia is not our enemy. You heard what this guy Gunker or Hunker, whatever he said today.
Gunker.
That
Yeah, we were going to talk about what he said a little bit further in the show, he's definitely off his rocker. We've seen so many videos of him obviously drunk in public. There's a man with a definite.
I just want to remind him about the Zimmerman letter. Okay, you know what the Zimmerman letter is, right?
Can you share it with our listener? Yeah.
Well, it was a letter that some guy from the German Ministry of, I don't know if the Defense Ministry or what, wrote to the Mexican consulate, to the Mexicans, and said that if you help us and support us, we'll give you your Western states back that the United States took from you. And that's one of the main reasons we got in the role. Now, I'm not sure that was the false flag in that, but I'm saying when this clown, Dunker or Junker, whatever his name is, has the gall to say something like this, just let him remember. And again, I don't want to remind people, share this with your friends. Russia, again, is not our enemy. They are our friends. They are against this globalism. The enemy is the EU. The enemy is the globalist. The enemy is the enemy within the domestic enemy. It has nothing to do with Russia. And neither is Iran, by the way. Iran is not the kind of Islamists that want to spread their religion by force. They don't want to do anything by force. The problem there is the Saudis and the Saudi-backed Wahhabi. And I don't know whether the Israelis are involved in this. also. I'm not even sure, you know?
Probably to some extent somewhere. Anyway, listen, Mark, I need to let you go because we got a bunch of calls waiting on the line. We're running out of time here. Okay. But, you know, you're absolutely right. Donald Trump is trying to be a businessman. And he needs to be a leader right now. And I'm in agreement with Alex Jones that NATO is doing a lot of this escalation in Europe. And I think one indicator of that is every time you see another story about more and more weapons going over to the Russian border, it's from some other EU country, not the United States. We're sending Polish F-16s to the border. We're sending from Romania and so forth and so on. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That was a great call. I was going to bring up Alex Jones. I've been very critical of him, but today he had an excellent show. I recommend all 4 hours be watched by the viewers. Basically, it covered like the four stages of Islamic conquest, and there's plenty of information on the internet about it. It's called a hijra, and there are four stages. And once they get up to around 10% is when they start implementing all their nonsense, Sharia nonsense. I want to piggyback on the last call, though. There was a really interesting session in Congress where Panetta was being grilled about who authorized war acts, and basically he baited him into admitting that they don't rely on Congress to declare war anymore, and he was saying that NATO, was dancing around in circles, but basically he was saying they waited for NATO and a coalition to authorize war, and he goes, I can't believe what I'm hearing from you, Panetta. That we're not relying on Congress, and that NATO is pulling the strings. So it really does demonstrate that we have lost control of our government, just to piggyback on the last call.
Well, more importantly, we've lost control of the war policy.
Right. Well, there you go. I mean, that is our government, and we've handed over our authority, and shame on Congress. But it looks like, to me, and this is kind of where I was calling for, was this whole immigration. There's, and I just want to keep pushing on immigration, because once we lose this battle, it's over. I said yesterday, we're getting attacked from left, right, and center, and I think this is where our focus should be. Trump is kind of letting this get away. We need to stop this now and point out our enemies. And Alex Jones did a pretty good job. He's not real critical of Israel, but I truly believe that Israel and Saudi Arabia and even the Catholic Church have colluded to destroy America or the West. We'll call it the West, Europe included. And they're being quite successful, and they are accelerating their plans. Now, it's time to push back. And another product for the InfoWars store is tar and feather. We need to start tar and feathering these people. This woman that was leaking, she should be shunned. No soft landing for her. Kick her ass out on the street and tar and feather her. And next one up, you know?
Well, certainly getting rid of this girl is a good start. It's going to send a message to everybody else on the staff. You know, you remember who it is you're actually supposed to be working for. Again, hopefully Trump is starting to wake up and realize that he's not in a business, he's in politics, and it's a completely separate world with completely different rules. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call from David in Los Angeles, then we're going to close the lines and get back to doing some news. David, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Michael. I've been listening to your show for a while, and it's my first time calling, and I enjoy listening to what you have to say. First thing first. My question is, regarding the two names that were released by the New York Times today regarding the sources. It's kind of frustrating to see that they have no shame in just releasing these names and going with their agenda. And it's also kind of frustrating to see Trump not really being really hard on them, regarding the leaks that have been happening for a couple of past months. And my question to you is, where do you think this is going? because as one previous caller mentioned, that there's a lot of deterioration going on in the government. And so, you know, as a spectator, I'm just interested to know, what do you think this is going in the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's hard to say. At this point, as near as I can tell, the establishment propaganda, the corporate media, are rapidly losing what remains of their audience, and they're just getting more and more desperate and more hysterical. This article from the New York Times, which is trying to make Nunes going over to the White House to view classified information available only at the White House as some kind of collusion and obstruction to this hue and cry about Russia. I think people are turning off from that. We know the New York Times is in serious financial trouble. They've lost so many readers and so many advertisers. I think they're really starting to deconstruct themselves. And we're going to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economic news. Now, yesterday, we were talking about how Russia hosted a delegation from Iran in the Grand Kremlin Palace. And the choice of venue was not done lightly. It was sending a message to Iran, we value an alliance with you, and sending a message to the rest of the world, Iran and Russia are good friends, so you attack Iran at your own risk. Basically, Putin is taking the Kennedy Doctrine and turning it back on ourselves. And to sort of cement that new reality, the governor of the Central Bank of Iran has just announced that Iran and Russia are going to use their own internal national currencies in all trade transactions. They're not going to go through the U.S. dollar, and I can imagine already over at the Federal Reserve, they're screaming, invade, invade, nuke them, all must pay homage to the Federal Reserve note. And that's really what all these wars are about, trying to get the world back to Bretton Woods, and it's not going to happen. Now then, let's see. Under the guise of fuel economy, the environment, various other things, liberals are now launching a campaign to impose heavy taxes on older cars. And apparently they're very concerned over the fact that there are still cars out there that are already paid for, and worse, they are cars that the drivers can fix for themselves. Because the new economy requires you always be in debt for your car, and you always go and spend money on a mechanic to get the car repaired. They're trying to basically bring back mandated planned obsolescence. And it's a warning sign, because back during the Depression of the 1930s, the U.S. government actually seriously considered passing a law imposing a lifespan on things you would buy, like washing machines and refrigerators. They would come stamped with an expiration date. And if you were caught using that appliance after that date, even if it was still in perfect working order, you would be punished and penalized. The goal was to force people to buy more products to try and recover the economy. And thankfully, that bill failed. And it would have failed even if it had passed, because people will buy newer things if they have the money to do it with. When you have ruined an economy, you cannot fix it by simply going on out there and ordering people to buy things if they don't have the money with which to do it. That was why Obamacare failed miserably. Obama came on out and said, we're going to guarantee every American has health insurance. You will buy health insurance. Problem solved. Only it wasn't solved because people could not afford those high premiums. They can't order the American people to improve the U.S. economy if the U.S. economy does not improve for the American people. We'll be back after station identification.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind. how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.